Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. I'm excited because I've got my favorite person, blah, blah, blah. Really, Catherine Gale, you really are. You're one of those people that I so look forward to seeing, or should I say catching out in the big wide world. And I'm just so thrilled that you would come on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I was really glad to have time to do it.
You know, least professional author chat program on the internet. Not everybody can say that. That's a really special claim that I like to make, that I really don't I don't try too hard. And I think that's important, you know, not to try too hard. So,
right.
But
that works
for me. I put on eyeliner. I put on lips. Like, it's not a, thank God, right? There's no video with the show.
Yeah. That's really good because I'm already in my PJs.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt like, okay, I really should probably make an effort. Although there wasn't time to, like, shave legs or, you know, go that far. So this is it.
Okay,
this is
good.
Just, you know, little extra glam.
Well, we're already in fall, so there's no shorts and all. So why are we shaving, you know?
No, but it's my favorite time of year. I love autumn. Winter, I'll be honest,
too.
Not so much. The butt-biting winter.
Well, see, I'm kind of the opposite. I love winter, and summer I could live without. So, but fall, winter is coming.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about the Starks, you know. Winter is coming,
this is my season, so, but I mean, luckily I don't live where there's, like, drifts of snow. Don't you feel bad? People post pictures, and they can't get out of their houses for periods of time, and I just keep thinking, move, you should move.
No, see, I see those pictures, and I'm like, ooh, I should move.
Canada's
yeah.
calling you. Oh, yeah, can't. Woohoo! Of course, the hockey.
I am kind of, you know, yes, hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
The birthplace of hockey. I've got hockey on right now.
Perfect. I've got hockey on right now. I like you, Renee, but I need to keep an eye on my team and see how my boys are doing. I never thought that hockey could be sexy. I don't know why I thought it was just not, but every time you talk about hockey, you light up, and the books, of course, wow. And I'm thinking, who knew?
Well, not a lot of people know that hockey's awesome. You know, that's the thing. They talk about the big four sports, and hockey's one of them, but it's like the little win of the big four. And most people are like, oh, hockey. How did you get started watching hockey? But I don't know. I like it because it's cold and it's Canadian.
And the boys are burly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some burly awesomeness happening
here. Yeah.
So who's your favorite team? So if you've got somebody's, you know, jersey or there's a team that you're particularly interested in, who is it?
I have a number of jerseys I have two teams. The Detroit Red Wings. Because I started watching hockey. I grew up in Texas, in the Dallas. And back in the days when I started watching hockey, there wasn't a hockey team. Because it's Texas, you know. I mean, it's hot.
Yeah, not known for their Arctic.
No.
Although every once in a while, you know, I'm going to just say it. Texas has some weird weather. I mean, if you guys are going to have a blizzard, you seem to do it, you know, in like May. But no one's really looking for that. Or, you know, it's August. Let's have something really insane happen. That's Texas.
Yeah. Texas weather.
But hockey
crazy.
Does not come to mind. Like, when you say Texas, name three things. I don't think
hockey's
probably
not gonna be
makes
one of
the
them. No.
Board. Yeah. No.
No, they're going to say Cowboys and Heat and
barbecue.
I don't know. Yeah, barbecue. Or Mexican food. Yeah.
Or Mexican food.
But... yeah, so anyway, that's totally off.
Sorry. I got squirreled. I got squirreled with the weather thing.
Yeah,
I
do that all the time. So the Detroit Red Wings, I picked them.
You need to send a gift basket of books, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and just some, like, a really fun athletic, fun, sexy gift basket to, like, the team, like, to somebody on the team, like a manager or one of the players, and let them know what you're up to. I'm serious.
Right. Well, I have. There are some people in the NHL who are aware of some hockey romance authors. We've done a anthology for where all the profit from that is going to Hockey Fights Cancer. And
okay.
The NHL knows all about us. And so we've donated, I think, or we've raised around $14,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so I mean,
radar.
Yeah, we're
I just would love to see you guys at a game or like get in there,
yeah.
or tell them.
I think
ooh,
we're
tell them you have to go in the locker room area for research, and you know,
or
get
can
in
I
there.
Go on a road trip for research?
Yeah, research those tickets. You know, it's all
well,
research.
You know. Let's just keep raising some money, and you
okay,
know, then we'll get more
all
on their
right,
radar,
right.
And then maybe, yeah, you know,
you can be altruistic
there.
And fantastic because that's what you do. Whereas I was going a whole nother self-serving, naughty direction
well,
with that, which is terrible.
You know, you can take the one and work your way into the other, though. I mean, that's just what I'm saying. You start out on the right foot, and then doors
yeah,
open.
And then you accidentally fall into the
into the locker
room. Is this
room.
The area where you change? Oh,
yeah.
How interesting! I'll just sit here in the corner, quietly
taking notes.
Yeah.
On
don't
my
mind me.
Camera phone. Yeah.
A little YouTube upload here. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That would
problem.
Work really well.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that heavy breathing, I don't know who that is in the video, hyperventilating.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I don't know
either,
because I was
not
cool
me.
And collected, you know.
Always.
Oh, my God. So,
wow.
Hockey, I mean, tell me, so I know, because I, up next is Double Major, right? Or no? Because I'm looking at your website.
Out.
But you,
yeah,
if you update
out.
Your website, that's awesome. Mine, I think I update, you know, once a year if I'm really lucky.
It probably needs an update, but I'll get
so
one through.
So Taking a
I'm
Shot
moving.
Is definitely out, right?
Oh,
that's
yes.
out now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The one that's up next is In the Zone, and it comes out November 20th. So that's like 3 weeks. About 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I think you've got another one coming out. I make sure.
There's always another one coming out.
There's always. I was going to say, you're one of those people that I mean, you're writing. Are you writing full-time? Are you juggling this with
yes.
other things? What are you doing?
I'm a full-time writer. I've been full-time for about 3 years now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But it's
so,
like retiring, isn't it? Like people go, oh, I'll retire, and then I'll have all this time. And then
you don't
you
have
go,
any. Yeah.
None. And so it's like, oh, I'm a writer. This is all I do. It's like, no.
Well,
no, thank
it
you.
It takes a lot of self-discipline.
Yes.
You know, when you don't
yeah,
have a day job and all that other stuff going on, where you have to squeeze in your writing time in those 2 hours that this is the 2 hours you have every day and that's all you have.
Brutal.
You know, when you have
yeah.
the whole day, it takes a lot of self-discipline. So it took me a while to get into the right rhythm and to figure out what my schedule needed to be.
So be honest.
But I got there.
Are you a night person?
Yeah.
Are you a morning person? Your night? Are you a nighttime?
I'm an afternoon writer for the most part. I want to be a night person. My cat wants to be me to be a morning person, and we have issues. So we've settled on afternoon writing.
God. I, too,
yeah.
am an afternoon writer. Between mid-morning to dinner, those are my prime
yeah.
hours. The problem
exactly.
is when you have children, that's also their prime hours.
Yeah,
I'm
my children are
feline.
So.
Yeah.
yeah,
but cats, They no speak of the English. So that
no.
is an ongoing negotiation that, you know,
yes.
good luck. Good luck. Because I, too, have cats
yeah.
also. And I've told them many times, please don't walk across mommy's keyboard. Or
oh, yeah, that doesn't work. Rub on the touch screen.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
I had one do the inverted. You can, I don't know how he did it, but on my PC, on my laptop, completely upside down. Like,
oh, no.
Skewed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was like,
yeah.
how do you even do that? Or turned it to Chinese? I had one do
uh-huh.
that one.
Oh, yeah. Dakota has gotten really good at doing all that kind of stuff. And it takes
like,
me then, you know,
like?
An hour
I'm looking
or whatever
at,
to
right?
figure out how to undo it.
Yes. I'm
yeah.
looking at the keyboard going, I don't see the Chinese button here. Do you see Chinese? I do not see a Chinese
yeah.
button. And yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
but they find it.
They
well,
do.
And I had a cat once that she liked to walk on my laptop keyboard, and she always picked the A key off. She picked the A key off so many times that it wouldn't go back on. So then it you know, that's your pinky, and so you're sitting there jamming your pinky finger down on the A trying to make it. Oh, my God. And every word just about has an A in it, if not more than one.
I was going to so. Say, thanks for picking a popular letter, not like,
yeah.
U or Z. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Z. You'd have given her Z. Z, you'd have been
right?
like, here, I'll put it on your collar. You could walk around
yeah.
with Z. But
you
A
can
is
keep that. That. Yeah.
A is pretty important.
The only one that would be worse would be E.
Oh, no. I think the hardest part with the cats is that there's very little apology coming. You know, like when you know, there's like really
there's
not
no
a lot of remorse.
No.
Like
no,
a dog.
It's like, here, I'm gonna get your attention, and then once I have it, you're going to worship me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But a dog will look
yeah.
sorry. If a dog ate your A key and you gave them the look, they're like, oh, they crumble. They crumble. There's
yeah,
guilt.
No.
There's,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm sorry, and I love you, and the tail wags, and all of that. A cat is like, what? What?
Yes. None of that from the cat.
None.
Yeah.
Zero remorse. Just saying.
No. No, they just want you to get up and go feed them or
yeah.
scratch
or
their
chin. Or go get another keyboard.
Or...
They're like, there's plenty where
yeah.
that came from. Help the economy
yeah.
grow. Go buy another keyboard. And while you're
you
at it,
you need one. You
pick
need
up
a new
catnip. Yeah, while you're out there.
Yeah, catnip. We like that stuff.
Oh man, I can't give my cats catnip because they, I don't know, go a little crazy. I think they like it a little too much. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say anymore.
Well, yeah, okay. So
that
there's
person.
Catnip is like. For some cats, it's like marijuana, and they're like, ooh, hey, this is all cool.
Have
and
you grown it fresh
like,
yet? Have you
no.
grown it fresh yet? Yeah. Potty
no.
Grow catnip, yes, in your home. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, we won't be doing
look at me,
that
the
because...
Californian. Hey, man, you can grow your own catnip. It's awesome.
Oh, my cat would love that.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, I was... See, this is how it works. Then we barely talked about the books, and we talked about everything else. But guys, it's KatherineGayle.com, and that's Catherine with a C, and it's Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E. If you don't know about Catherine Gayle, there's no excuse. Now you do. I just told you. Go there. Buy the books. And, oh, my God, you make me love hockey. And that is so huge. Huge. Huge.
Awesome.
So, all right, everybody. You have to come back now. You have to come back in the spring, you know, before the heat, before you're miserable and you don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And we're going to do this again because I want to hear more.
Okay.
I'm going to finish talking. Okay, everybody. But thank you for the romance bookmark and for all our listeners. I hope wherever you are, you're having a fantastic week. And I will see you next Tuesday for more of the romance bookmark. Thank you, Catherine Gayle. You are awesome.
Thank you.
You are my hero. Okay.
Thank
good night,
you.
Everybody. Stay safe.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.